All right, it is 43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your VIP Wednesday morning. Good morning, VIPs.
Morning, morning. Bob.
Morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, man, we're having too much fun in the studio already. Off the air already. Chuck says off the air, and I'm going to bust you on
hey,
this, Chuck.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Good morning, everybody.
He says, you know, you learn a lot about yourself playing pro football.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I realize, folks, that I am a sucker for the underdog. If you looked at my picks last week, I really thought, you know, it was going to fulfill itself. And I met a bet last week that I was going to get 12. I misspoke, and I thought that everybody but me was going to get 12 or more. So that's what I meant. Donuts for everybody.
Donuts
for everybody.
All right. Chuck brought donuts. Well, 12 points.
Man of my word.
12 points didn't work out too well, Chuck.
You know.
I think you motivated everybody.
Whatever I can do to make everybody feel better about themselves.
Smile. I like it. Well, let's start from the top like we normally do, shall we?
Sure.
And this week's winner, a former alum of Pro Football Pick'em.
I know. So happy for Chester Feaster.
Justin Feaster. He got 15 out of 15.
Can't do much better than that.
Wow. That's rocking the former VIP.
Wow.
Nice
Justin.
Work.
We do miss you, Chester.
And Chester picks up a Pit Crew to You Mobile Tire Service. $100 gift certificate. Congratulations, Cheston. $100 gift card to Pit Crew to You, one of our great weekly sponsors. They were our week sponsor. And Cheston nailed it. 15 out of 15.
I bet he was sweating the Bronco game for a minute.
Wasn't sweating the Bronco game?
Hey, that was pretty awesome there. Good for them.
Yeah. He nearly got the final score for the pick one or for the score guess as well. He hit 23-20 and it was 27-19.
Wow.
So he was pretty close to
that's awesome.
A total perfect week.
Justin, go buy a lottery ticket.
Right?
Yeah.
Why a lotto's big.
$625 million. This week's winner gonna pick up some merch. From Bighorn Beverage, $100 gift certificate with merchandise. It's not a gift certificate. It's actually $100 worth, probably more than that, of merchandise from Bighorn Beverage. They're this week's Week 8 sponsor. You can still play. If you don't feel like you're out of the game, you can still play and win weekly prizes if you are a weekly winner. So if you sign up today and you win the week, you win the merchandise from Bighorn Beverage. So congratulations to Cheston, former alum, Pro Football Pick'em, and good luck to this week. Let's look at the point total. Number 9. Jamie, I won't start with you. I'll start with Chuck.
Yeah, give this guy a break. This is me continuing the theme of just trying to make people feel a little better about themselves.
Chuck was 9 points this weekend, even though he pulled a Joe Namath and predicted that he was going to
This
get
is
12.
Why I do not Wild Lotto or any of that other stuff there. This is as close as it gets here.
9 points. Good luck, Chuck.
Hey, we'll take it.
You brought some great entertainment.
Hey, you know what? You know? This is what it's all about. This is when it's advertising and not anything else.
Right. 9 points for Chuck and 9 points for Jamie.
Yeah, not a good week. 2 weeks in a row. And
well, you got 4 that you can throw out. So.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need that. So
we're in week 8 now.
But we're good. We're going to keep rolling with it. So.
And Magic brought the wand.
I did.
Today.
It's time for the wand because it's almost halftime.
She's wanding everyone.
Right?
James got extra wanding.
Yes. That's right.
Extra wanding for you, James.
I probably deserve it. I had a pretty solid week.
He did have a solid week.
Her wand is, the tip of it is a Dallas Cowboys star. So that's for people who are wondering what her wand looks like. It's not a typical wand. It's a Dallas Cowboys wand.
You should see her vehicle that she came in on.
It's a magic
Just
carpet.
Kidding. Yeah, that's right.
Magic carpet.
I like it. 11 points, though, Magic Melanie. Just hanging in there, just kind of lurking like she normally does, working in the weeds there before she prowls out. James, 13 points.
13 is good. I should have done the 12-game bet.
You got a triple whammy this week from Melanie. So
yeah, for the wand, I know.
The wandy.
That's what happens.
13 points for James. And guess who I'm saying his name last?
Why do you act so surprised, Bob?
Slander.
Andrew, 13 points.
Yeah, it was a good week.
Look at him smiling. Yeah, he's got a big old grin on his face.
Is that Beyonce helping you out?
Yeah. She made the picks this week.
That's right.
13, Andrew. Andrew and I were on the edge of our seats.
Yes.
Bronco mania.
We might have had to return to our seats after we got up and left.
I know. All of us returned. I'm going to go mow the lawn, you know. Yeah. I'm going to go make dinner. You were going to make... Do you make dinner?
Sometimes.
So it's not a regular habit. Okay. 13 points. Congratulations. Let's look at the top overall picks, though. 63. Sorry, Jamie.
I know. I'm in the back there. But like you said, throw out those four, so we're good.
All right, 63 for Armchair Eggers. 67 points, Melanie. Moving up.
Moving on up.
Yes. Not to the east side either. Melanie's moving up. That was the name of the song. People missed that.
Yes, yeah.
You didn't catch that theme for the younger generation. What's he talking about? You know, everyone in here except JB and Andrew knew what we were talking about.
Nope.
And James.
Yeah.
I knew.
Did you know?
That's a more famous song than I think just the show.
Okay.
Yeah, they're memes with that.
Yeah.
All right. 67, Magic Melanie. She's got the wand today, so who knows what that'll bring this week. 68, Chuck.
Here I am.
Here you are with the donuts.
Yeah.
And you brought some quality ones,
too. Thank you. You know, I selected these with intention and care and love.
I could.
I'm doing my best not to eat them on the air because I know that would make for really good radio.
There's one in front of each of us today.
Yes.
It feels like school day. You know, it's your birthday, Chuck. You got to bring donuts.
Hey, I know. Yeah.
All right.
That was always weird.
Somebody
should bring me the treats.
Everybody else should bring the treats. Okay. 68, Chuck. Good score. 69, Andrew.
Yeah. Feeling good. Where I'm at.
Right. Wow, James, 7. Double wand him again. She's
wanting
him again.
I was going to ask her about, did you hand make this yourself?
I did.
When did you do that? And the second question, why?
Right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a little weathered.
You remember Troy Aikman and Michael Irving?
Yeah.
Ever since the 80s, she's had it.
Yeah. Did you have that in high school?
Yeah.
As long as I'm older than Jerry Jones. At least his fourth wife.
That wand.
Just kidding.
That wand has seen some action.
It has.
Been around.
You better refurbish
that. You got to make a new one. Yeah.
Might have lost a little magic there.
If you all want to see it, come see me at First Northern Bank.
That's right.
There you go. Yes.
She'll have it in there.
It's a very quality wand. It's nice.
That's right. She's going to refurb it a little bit, though. 76, James. Wow.
Feeling good. Feeling good so far.
All right.
Got half a season left.
Yeah, week 8.
Now it starts.
Eight. Bighorn Beverage merch on the line for the weekly winner. Let's start out with Magic. She's got the wand. Can she use it at Mile High Stadium? I still call it Mile High Stadium.
Gosh, I wish we were at this. Going to be at this game.
Still technically Mile High, but there's a...
I know.
It's Empower, I think, at Mile High or something
Empower,
like that.
It's Empower, yeah. Dallas, Denver... Make the pick, Magic.
Oh, Dallas.
No doubt.
Even though Denver's favored, I don't care.
Denver's favored 74% to 26.
Wow.
I know. You know, everybody's excited about Denver, Andrew and I particularly, but they only put one quarter together.
Yeah.
Truly.
You gotta now play they're exhausted.
Usually got to play four.
Spent it all.
Yeah.
There's four quarters in a game, and usually got to play them all. All right. James?
I might lean Dallas here as well. I was not thrilled with that performance from Denver, but do what you can, right?
I'm going to call Cheston and see what he picks.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to lean towards the Broncos.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go Dallas as well.
Dallas.
Yep.
I gotta go Denver.
Yeah.
No,
Denver.
We're going emotional. Denver.
Give me a fist bump there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know Denver. What? Bob's
Bob and I are bow leaving.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll see. All right. So there we go. Jamie? New Orleans.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Digging on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, tough loss this last
Still doing this, huh, with New Orleans? It's
5-2.
Still doing this.
Yeah.
5-2.
I'm going to pick New Orleans. It's my team.
Man.
Jamie.
And you guys can all pick against me, and then I can have that one that I got.
Just make
that
it 2-6, baby.
Put your heart back in your body and use your head.
If you pick them every week to the end of the year, you might get lucky.
I know.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's this week. Then you'll be 2-15 on picks with New Orleans.
You'll have the lowest point total in the history of pro football picking.
Yeah. Thanks, New Orleans. Yeah. Hey.
What do you think there?
Tampa.
Yeah. Tampa. Yeah. Chuck?
I'm going to have to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right.
Yeah, Tampa.
Tampa.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Jamie.
Next.
That's okay. Jamie's getting a point this week. Somewhere.
I hope so.
Maybe not there, but somewhere.
All right.
I'm going to click that one.
Minnesota. On the road. Taking on the Chargers.
Yeah.
James.
Minnesota never really plays very well Thursday night. They're on the road, too. I think I'm going to go Chargers in this game.
Ooh. Going Chargers. What do you think, Chuck? You're up in that Minnesota Valley.
Oh, well, kind of, I guess.
A lot of Minnesota fans up in Havre, Montana.
Yeah, that's right. Everything. You can just be a fan of anything there. I think I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Going Chargers. Yeah. Magic?
Thursday nights are biting me lately. I think I'm going to go Minnesota.
Oh.
I'm going Chargers on this one.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm with the fellas here. Going Chargers.
Going Chargers. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming off a bye week, which they really needed. Buffalo traveling to Carolina. Buffalo's 4-2. Carolina 4-3. Now everyone says, 91% of the population says Buffalo. What do you think, Chuck?
Oh, boy. Let's go Josh Allen, and I'm going to pick Carolina. I'm just joking. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Let's go Buffalo.
Yeah. Off their bye week, I'm going Buffalo as well.
Andrew?
I think the Panthers got some injuries, so I'm going Buffalo.
Buffalo.
That was pretty definitive. Without a wand.
It's
going to
be,
There was some dead air on
gonna
that.
It's
going to
be a game, but it's Buffalo.
I think that wand literally hopped.
Off the bye. Yeah,
I think it moved by itself.
Yeah. That's weird.
Buffalo off the bye. This kind of, I'll be honest with you, this game for me is screaming trap game. They're off the bye, but they have the Chiefs next week. I can totally see Buffalo just overlooking this game and looking ahead. I'm going to lean Buffalo, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers pulled this one off at home.
Yeah, didn't Young have some kind of owie?
Yeah, I think he got hurt, but I think he's okay to go. I don't know. Those are all,
it feels
like
an injury.
All,
yeah. It was just an owie.
It feels like they're all game time decisions at this point.
An owie.
If you have an owie in the NFL, they're probably going to really give you a hard time.
Right? Well, I don't think he was injured.
All right. Magic Melody, Chicago, traveling to Baltimore. Did I take everybody else? Did I get everybody? I got everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Chicago, Magic, traveling to Baltimore. Baltimore's 1-5. They're the best 1-5 team in the NFL, I think.
Is Lamar playing, James?
I don't know. I'm looking that up right now, actually.
Okay. If Lamar plays, I'm going to pick Baltimore. If he doesn't play, I'll pick Chicago.
Okay.
He still hasn't practiced, so I would say no. Okay. He's probably going to be out.
Then I'm going to say Chicago.
James?
I'll go Chicago as well. They got a lot more problems than just Lamar being out, too.
The Bears. He's picking the Bears. Yeah. They're 4-2.
Dude. This reminds me of Rex Grossman.
The quiet 4-2.
Right. And Baltimore with the 1-5 record. Wow. That's amazing.
Biggest disappointment, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Chicago myself, but gosh, If Lamar was there, I would definitely go Baltimore.
I think I'd still go with the Bears.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, yeah, they're a mess.
One man does not make a team.
Yeah, I'm going Bears too.
Going Bears. All right. Boy, everything else, everybody's so lopsided, but let's pick one game.
You want to do Survivor picks? I guess we can do one more game in the Survivor.
Yeah, let's do Survivor right now.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go Atlanta. Taking on Miami.
Are you playing for fun?
No, I'm still second chance pool.
Oh, second chance.
So I'm the second chance. I'm going Atlanta over Miami.
Okay.
At
Magic?
Home.
I can't remember who I haven't picked yet.
You look, Chuck.
I am thinking either Atlanta. I think that's a pretty solid pick, or New England versus Cleveland. That's
the pick two.
Yeah.
Okay. And Andrew?
I think I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Playing for fun, Andrew.
Yeah, me too. I like that. Thanks for playing for fun.
I know.
What do you think, Jamie?
I might do the Chicago-Baltimore pick in Chicago. Oh,
I like that. Whoa. Yeah.
That's a last-place pick right there.
No.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Sorry, I'm just kidding. One. Yeah.
Turn it around.
Jamie's going to use the other side.
Good thing it's not pointed. Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow. That was mad. That was harsh, Jamie. Yeah.
On that note.
All right, Magic. Did you decide?
Yeah. I'll pick Indy.
Picking Indy.
Ooh, good call.
Who are they playing? Oh, Tennessee. Yeah.
Indy, that's the team of the season right now.
Yeah, two surprises. We got Indianapolis and then the opposite end, Baltimore.
Yeah.
The two surprises.
I like it. I like it.
All right. So there we go. That's the picks for the week.
That's the show, guys. Good, bad, ugly, whatever.
There you go.
Magic. Now we're going to eat donuts.
Now we're going to eat donuts. And Magic's going to wand us all.
That's my way.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks. You too, Bob.
Play along. First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em. Go to the contest page, sharedamedia.com. You are listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Up next, Fox News. Oh, no.